This morning, as we try to bring you the everlasting, eternal Word of God, our sympathy goes out to our good friend Mildred Rose this morning, as she's going to enter the hospital tomorrow for some tests and possible operation. I think we've known her over the years, and she's been the most faithful to her parents of any person I ever met in my lifetime. She dedicated herself to taking care of her mother and father at home, and she really done a good job of doing this. Of course, they done all gone on into eternity now, and our prayers and sympathy is really with her as she enters the hospital tomorrow. Let's all remember her in our prayers. I know the other friends out in Radio Land enjoyed that wonderful song that we just played, over the air. It's something to trust in Jesus, and he promised to be with us always, even out to the end of the world. This morning, I'd like for us to think seriously for a few minutes. If you say you've been born of the Spirit of God, and God has called you and me, and we've experienced a new birth, there's one thing we've failed to tell people in my generation, that when you're born into the kingdom of God, you've entered into a spiritual warfare between the Spirit of God that comes into your life and into your soul and your fleshly, unredeemed body. And that warfare goes on all of our lifetime here in this world. And if you don't win in that spiritual warfare in your own body and in your own soul, it's very little good that you're going to do of being a preacher or a missionary out in the world. Because our bodies communicates and the Spirit of God communicates, and you can tell whether a man's a winner or a loser if you're really a child of God in this warfare. If you win in this warfare by sowing to the things of the Spirit, and sowing the fruit of the Spirit as you go down through this world, the Bible says you're going to reap life everlasting in the end. And you and me are on one side or the other. The spiritual side is winning in our life, or the fleshy side. And this is some of the claim that the Lord placed upon us as we go down through this world. He said, if you sow to the things of the flesh, you're going to lose in this spiritual warfare in this world. If you go down sowing to the things of the flesh and the pleasures of this world, according to the Word of God, you're going to reap corruption. It's really a serious thing as we go down through this world. I'd like to read you in the Word of God the terrible condition that a man's in before he's born of the Spirit of God, and what happens to him when he's born of the Spirit of God. And then it's up to us. And when the Lord Jesus Christ comes in to live in your and my body, he says, stronger is he that's in you than Satan and his crowd in the world. And we can do all things only through Christ that strengthens us in our spirits. Before you was awakened spiritually, the Lord Jesus Christ, let me read you in the 15th chapter of John what he told his disciples as he's fixing to leave them. He tells his disciples, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. The Lord first has to send his Spirit, choose us and send his Spirit to quicken us, to make us spiritually alive. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. And if you're a child of God, listen to what he He said that he had ordained his disciples, and that includes you and me, that you should go and bring forth fruit, that you would go out into the world and sow the things of the Spirit, love and peace and joy. Most of you know what the fruit of the Spirit is. You go down through the world, and that your fruit should remain, that you would continue to sow as long as you lived here upon this earth. And if we go sowing to the things of the fruits of the Spirit, he said, tell the disciples, whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. If we go down sowing to the things of the Spirit like he ordained us to do and win in this war, then we have that good praying relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ here in this world. If you and me are children of God by the new birth, we're really in this warfare. And let me read you in Ephesians 1 and 2, the terrible condition you was in before the Lord sent his Spirit to quicken you. If you was a natural descendant of Adam, in Ephesians 2, 1 it said, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin. He said before the Lord sent his Holy Spirit, you was dead spiritually in trespasses and sin, a natural descendant of Adam. And the Bible said if you're in that state, or that's the state you was in before the Lord sent his Spirit to quicken you or make you alive, it said you by nature were children of wrath, wandering down through the world with no hope and without God in the world. Can you imagine a person being in that awful condition? And that's the condition that lost people's in, that you and me bump shoulders with down in the world. So if there ever was a time we need to awaken and to our great responsibility, I feel like it's now. They're lost, they're dead in trespass and sin. But when the Spirit of God comes and awakens them, and the Bible said you was guilty and already condemned, and then the Spirit of God comes, the Lord Jesus Christ sends his Spirit to quicken you and make you alive, and you find forgiveness, and you come out of that awful darkness into the marvelous light of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and find that your sins is forgiven, and then that you're a new person inside of you, that the Lord give you a new spirit and a new soul, and resurrected you from a spiritual death into the newness of life. And then the Bible says we've experienced a new birth, and we're in Christ Jesus, born of the Spirit. And we're, if he died for us and did all that for us, he said we are supposed to live for him who died for us and redeemed us from that awful, lost, darkness condition that we was in, and placed us in the light of the glorious gospel, and gave us his Spirit to indwell us. Then let me read you over in Colossians, the way that we are supposed to live as children of God here in this world, as we journey on down through this world into eternity. Here's what Paul tells these Colossians in the third chapter. You need to take this first line here as a question. If ye then be risen with Christ, if the Lord Jesus Christ has chosen you and ordained you and called you by his Spirit and sent his Spirit to spiritual awaken you out of that awful darkness
lost and dead in trespasses and sin, and make you alive. He said, if you then be risen with Christ, if that's happened to you, here's what we're supposed to be doing. Ain't the Lord called us and redeemed us by his grace. He said, we're supposed to seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Why shouldn't we, if the one that come and paid the price and redeemed us on the cross of Calvary and died there in our place and shed his blood instead of our blood, because the law, the eternal laws of God says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And there on the cross of Calvary, the Lord paid that penalty to redeem us from that awful curse of the law. And that means that awful second death, that you are forsaken by God throughout all eternity. And if he's sitting up there in the right hand of the Father this morning interceding for you and me, and that ought to make us so happy this morning, we'd feel like shouting. There sitting there beside of his Father yonder in heaven, why shouldn't we sit our affections on things above and not on the fleshly world and things of this earth, when we realize that he's up there making intercession to us this morning, and we can communicate through the Spirit. When his Spirit comes in, dwell us, we can go directly to the throne of grace, you know, where he's sitting at the right hand of his Father, in prayer through the Spirit. And he can talk to us and we can talk to him. Why shouldn't we set our affections on things above and on the world to come and go out and do what he commanded us to do, to sow to the things of the Spirit day by day as we live here in this world? Listen where Paul reminds these Colossians the shape they was in. He said, for you are dead. We're supposed to be dead to the things of this world and its pleasures and fleshly desires, and through the Spirit to crucify the things of the flesh. And that's where the warfare goes on in you and me, between the flesh and the Spirit as we live here in this world. And Paul said, you are supposed to be dead to the fleshly, lustly desires of this world and the flesh. And he said, your life is hid with Christ in God. Ain't you? Don't it make you happy to think that all your sins is hid yonder by Christ, to where covered by the blood, where you and me will never have to meet him yonder in the judgment? Then he goes on to tell these Colossians, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. To think if we go down through the world, born of the Spirit, sowing to the things of the Spirit, when Christ shall appear, we'll appear with him yonder in glory. And we'll be part of the bride, his church, that the Lord's going to present to his Father someday. And he's going to come back looking for a church without spot or wrinkle. And that ought to encourage each one of us to purify our spirits and our souls by being dead to the things of this world and all its fleshy lust. And he goes on in the fifth verse and tells them what they need to do. Said, mortify or kill all these fleshly, lustly desires in our body, and allow the Spirit of God to reign over our body, our soul, and our spirit. He said, mortify or kill all them lustly desires and all them lustly thoughts And the Bible said if you are watching for the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you and me will be day by day trying to purify our minds and our spirits and souls against that day when he's going to appear yonder to present his bride to his Father. Kill the members which are upon the earth, the members of our bodies, and present our bodies a living sacrifice to God. He said, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate evil affections, and all our evil desires and covetousness that's in our fleshly body need to be laid upon the altar and crucified, that we might bring forth the fruit of the Spirit to the full. Notice what Paul tells these people is going to happen to all the people that live in after the flesh. He said, for which thing's sake the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience. He said that's the reason that the wrath of God is coming up on this world to execute judgment on people that continues to sow after the things of the flesh. And then he goes on in the eighth verse and said, but now ye also put off all these. Listen to this. I had 5 boys that went in the service of Uncle Sam, and I'd take them down to Fort Jackson at Columbia, and it wouldn't be long till I'd get all their clothes back in a box. And Paul here is talking to these Christians just like that. He said, you put off all these lustful fleshly desires, and now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth, and lie not one to another, seeing you have put off the old man with his deeds, seeing that you've crucified the things of the flesh, which is the old man, that you've got him crucified and put off out of your life, and that you're victorious in sowing to the things of the Spirit. And listen to what else he says, and put on the new man, put on the spiritual man, begin to sow to the things of the Spirit, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. And the Bible says in Romans 8:9 that the Lord predestined you and me to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ as we went down through this world sowing to the things of the Spirit. He goes on in the 12th verse, he said, put on therefore as elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness and long suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. And above all these, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. And let the words of Christ dwell in you. You need to feed day by day upon the word of God and put it in practice in your life, and sow to the things of the Spirit, and crucify all the evil desires of your flesh. And that's my prayer for each one listening this morning as I bring this program to a close.